sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Sure enough, here I am for at least a little while. Welcome back to AM770 KTTH. This is Green Medicine Radio, and this is indeed Jonathan Wright. MD doctorate and ND doctorate. That latter one's honorary. That was nice of them. Anyway, from Tahoma Clinic to Aquila, for most of the next 2 hours, we'll discuss how health can be improved and then maintained, and healthy longevity further extended with the use of nature, substances, and energies. All of this is based very firmly on published science and the combined experience of Tahoma Clinic physicians since 1973, which isn't all that long, is it? Well, it's longer than 1993. And most importantly, the whole who knows how long history of nature creation in humans. Thank you to Key Pharmacy, Meridian Valley Laboratory, Tahoma Clinic Foundation, the Tahoma Clinic, and Tahoma Dispensary for continuing to make it possible for us to discuss maintaining good health according to nature's original plan. Imagine that. Rather than pharmaceutical companies' original plan, which didn't start until about 1910, 1920. Nature's been around longer, probably safer. As you've heard, but I have been asked to repeat it, Tahoma Clinic's yearly breast thermography special is available through December. Uh-oh, December's already over. I bet you if you call in during December, you'd probably get scheduled even if you couldn't come in until February. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I should have said January and don't mean February. My mistake. Okay, many are already familiar with thermography. For those who are not, it's, quote, approved, unquote, by those people who do the approving. Requires no breast compression, uses no radiation. Interpretation is done by an expert who's been doing it for 20 years. The regular price is $249. The through December and maybe January price is $220. A doctor's order is not required. It can be self-ordered. However, doctors are available by appointment to help interpret the report and give a guidance on it as needed. To read more about thermography, visit Tahoma Clinic's website, all those W's, and TahomaClinic.com, or call 206-812-9988. That's 206-812-9988. Well, do you have a child who suffers from asthma? Tahoma Clinic is offering a Christmas present for asthmatic children and their families. What's a Christmas present for asthmatic children and their families? Well, it's a very strong possibility of no more asthma after just a few weeks of safe, effective at-home treatment. It's so safe that parents can learn to do it themselves at home. Now, this really is a gift, a Christmas present, and there's no charge to parents and or children who participate. No charge for doctor visits, no charge for the safe, entirely effective natural treatment materials. Any and all costs will be paid by the Tahoma Clinic Foundation. This is the very same treatment that cured my son's asthma in less than 60 days in the 1970s when he was 2 years old. So why is Tahoma Clinic offering this asthma treatment now? Seems to us that more of us, as well as a small but growing group of mainstream physicians, so-called, and medical journals, are taking a bit more of a look at safe natural remedies. So we think this may be a good time to gather and treat a group of asthmatic children. And if the outcome is the same as it's ever been at Tahoma Clinic since the 1970s, over 80% will be cured. I am not kidding, folks. Over 80% will be cured. It's up there the same rate as Tahoma Clinic's dry macular degeneration treatment. But back to the asthma. That's likely enough safe, effective treatment to possibly convince a medical journal to publish about it. So perhaps it will slowly catch on in mainstream medicine. Yeah, it'll still take a while, but during the next few years. If you'd like your child's asthma to be eliminated with the Christmas present treatment, no charge, remember. Call Tahoma Clinic at 206-812-9988. That's 206-812-9988 for an appointment to get this done. Remember, all doctor visits and treatment materials will be paid for by the Tahoma Clinic Foundation. Won't cost you a thing, except you might have to wait in the waiting room for a few minutes. You never know. Well, there's much more that Tomo Clinic physicians do, too. Do you have age-related hearing loss? Have any of the physicians or audiologists you consulted recommended checking your level of a hormone called aldosterone? This was well-researched by Dr. Dennis Troon of Oregon Health Sciences University. And since reading his research, Tomo Clinic physicians have found that approximately 50% of those with age-related hearing loss who also have low levels of this adrenal hormone aldosterone can significantly improve their hearing with bioidentical aldosterone. Another reason to not let Los Federales get away with banning bioidentical hormones. We work to help you improve and often even eliminate nearly any health problem and to promote a significantly longer life in good health. How about cutting your newborn child's risk of ever getting type 1 diabetes with a very simple, safe procedure by 80%? No kidding. Now, that's preventing type 1 diabetes over the next 30 years that was published in Lancet. Yeah. How about never ever having your children get strep throat again? That was published by the head of pediatrics at Johns Hopkins University. Damnedest thing how mainstream medicine can't find that kind of stuff and they keep handing out antibiotics for strep throat, isn't it? Or perhaps you'd maybe like to eliminate childhood eczema. We could do that in a large majority. Not only that, but prevent infections, cut risk of colds and flus dramatically with diet changes and two or three vitamins. Tomo physicians work with all these aspects of childhood health and more. And let's not forget teenage acne. It's quite possible to get it under much better control, and if the teenager can be persuaded to make diet changes, eliminate it altogether. For adults, what about cutting your risk of heart attack and stroke very significantly without any attention to cholesterol levels, which you've got very little to do with it, and other targets of patent medicines? Yes, you know what that's about. It's called blood donation. The research there shows a decrease in heart attack and stroke by adults who donate blood regularly of 45 to 88%. Not only that, we can prevent joint replacement therapy nearly every time without surgery, without even stem cells. Yes. And at the same time, keep every cell in the body energized. I'm not kidding, folks. Keep your gallbladder and have no more gallbladder attacks? All of that's so easy to do with entirely natural means you won't hear, see, or read about it from conventional medicine because you can't hang a patent on it. Now, for women, it's possible to eliminate nausea and vomiting in pregnancy in over 90% of those who have it. That's 90% of those who have it. In just 3 days, I'm not kidding, using safe natural means. Research was published and since totally ignored in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. Yeah, How about reducing heavy menstrual bleeding? This one was in the South African Medical Journal. They do speak English there, so I can read it. Even very heavy menstrual clotting can be eliminated, and so can painful menstrual cramping. Gestational diabetes can be eliminated in 2 weeks or less. The research was published in the 1970s. Tomo Clinic physicians know how to prevent and, if necessary, reverse toxemia, also termed preeclampsia, within a few days' time. Yes, we do. This almost unbelievably rapid treatment response built on the 1960s work of Dr. Tom Brewer, who described it in his book, Metabolic Toxemia Plate Pregnancy. Wow. All this ignored information, isn't it? Tomo physicians can stop hair loss suffered by premenstrual women, too, and eliminate over 90% of all symptoms of endometriosis in 2 to 4 months with entirely natural treatment given, which can be done at home by oneself. Now, this research was published in 2004 and obviously not patentable. And although appearance may not be a major problem, years ago, worked with a compounding pharmacy to develop a research-based skin cream that safely and very significantly slows the appearance of aging. And there's a version for us men, too. Yes, there is. And it's kind of why I don't have jowls like my dad did 10 years before my age right now. Just a skin cream. Now, also for men, Tomo Clinic can help significantly reduce risk of prostate cancer. There's research that goes back over a decade, actually over 15 years, about an anti-carcinogenic testosterone metabolite its abbreviated name in science lingo is 3-beta-adiol, that no other men's clinic bothers to measure. How do I know that men's clinic don't bother to measure this anti-carcinogenic testosterone? Because only Meridian Valley Laboratory, where I'm lab director, does this test anywhere in these United States. And when I ask them, they tell me, nope, Doma Clinic physicians are the only ones who order this. If this 3-beta-adiol stuff is low, there are safe natural ways a man could persuade his own body to make significantly more of it. No kidding. What about prostate problems? Well, there are safe natural ways to help these too, including a natural molecule found in vegetables and before and after ultrasound treatment, before and after ultrasound measurements of the prostate. After men had used either this stuff, this natural stuff, or a placebo, reported in 2008 to be capable of shrinking a man's prostate by 20%. And most men haven't heard about a safe, hormone-free botanical remedy research proven to stimulate muscle enlargement. Do you happen to have an autoimmune disease? Multiple sclerosis, psoriasis, lupus, Graves, vitiligo, Meniere's disease? Or any more of the 100 autoimmune diseases listed on the website of the American Autoimmune Related Diseases Association? Yes, there is such a thing. Our physicians can help reduce or even eliminate autoimmune disease using safe, research-backed, natural treatment. Here's one of just many clues. According to the website mentioned, more than 75% of autoimmune disease sufferers are women. Whew, Seattle City Council wouldn't like that. No surprise that published research from 2002 and 2011 tells us that one of the estrogens can significantly change the balance in the immune system away from autoimmunity. Now imagine that. If you or anyone you know has an autoimmune problem, Doma Clinic physicians can help without any immune system suppressing patent medicines. At Doma Clinic, we not only put to use old neglected research, we keep track of current research findings. Wow. Perhaps you heard me mention the 2017 research report about a B vitamin which reversed glaucoma in its early stages in experimental animals who were genetically bred to get glaucoma? Yep. Also, a 2017 issue of the New England Journal of Medicine discussed how a newly discovered way in which estrogen helps control postmenopausal weight loss, yet another benefit of bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Well, back to Green Medicine Radio. I've been carrying on for long enough. Don't forget there's an archive of almost every Green Medicine Radio program since 2010 available at all those W's and greenmedicineonline.com. You can click here for archive shows and click any year displayed. Scroll through for any program or any segment for any program you want. You can click over there for 2019, 2018, 2020 shows and back to 2010. There's tabs for topics, hosts, the Doma Clinic YouTube channel, the Doma Clinics, and a contact and a link tab. Thanks to long-time volunteer webmaster John DeBlaso, who organized and maintained the Green Medicine Online website for years, and now to George Saxon for keeping it updated. Consider visiting all those W's in greenmedicineonline.com, and why not recommend it to friends with health problems or just those who want to live longer and stay healthy, too. Okay, it's really possibly past time for me to be shutting up, so I'll do so.
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
Did you know that vinegar can promote a leaner, longer, and healthier life? Research studies show that vinegar lowers blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar while promoting longevity and weight loss. Yes, that's vinegar. In double-blind tests, 175 research volunteers were divided into three groups of similar weight, body mass index, and weight circumference. Each group was given a 17-ounce beverage containing no vinegar, half ounce of vinegar, or 1 ounce over a 12-week period. The researchers reported body weight, BMI, visceral fat, weight circumference, and serum triglyceride levels were significantly lower in both vinegar intake groups than in the placebo group. Talk to your doctor about supplementing with vinegar or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss this and other ways to become your healthiest. To subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter for other interesting health tips, visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477.
Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, still here. And before we get over here to Harold, who's been awfully patient since he called in. Thank you, Harold. I forgot to give out the phone numbers. Apparently, Harold knew them already. Those phone numbers, in case you have a question about health, either something's the matter or simply maintaining good health, those phone numbers are 206-421-0770. That's 206-421-0770. And 888-465-8770. 888-465-8770. And I hope I got those phone numbers right this time. Yeah, I've made mistakes on them in the past. So I'm advised I did it correctly this time. Imagine that. Okay. So anyway, use one of those phone numbers if you got something in mind. Otherwise, guess what, folks? You get to listen to me carry on and on. You don't want to do that. And that's why I'm going to shut up and listen to Harold. Hi, Harold. Thanks for your patience, sir.
Oh, thank you. And I'm really glad to have gotten through. I've tried in the past and I couldn't get through, so that's why I called kind of early. I've been taking something called niacinamide, and I've been following your instructions because, you know, I think you take 3,000 megagrams a day, and I have, a hip problem where my hip needs to be replaced. And I told my doctor about this, my MD doctor, and he said, well, niacinamide in that quantity is bad for my liver. And I just would like to hear what you have to say about that, because I've also feel like it's, you know, you said some other good things about niacinamide, such as it makes me more alert. It's good for not having Alzheimer's and things like that. So I just want to get your response to what my doctor said about niacinamide being bad for your liver.
Well, I'm sorry to say this, sir, but he is apparently someone else who doesn't study the medical literature. That quantity of niacinamide, 3,000 milligrams or 3 grams a day, is what was used by, I am not kidding you, reported in 1944, what was used by over 350 people who had symptomatic osteoarthritis, anything from it's just starting to hurt to, you need surgery by tomorrow. Well, these people didn't notice any improvement at all in the first month. None. Zero. But they kept with it. In the second month, they started to notice improvement. The third and fourth month, well, by the end of the fourth month, sir, nearly everyone, it was all but three or four out of those a large number of people, all but three or four, had complete control of their osteoarthritis. Now, I'm going to carry on for just a moment here, too, because later researchers in the 19-teens found what niacinamide does that helps those cartilage cells. What's it do? It stimulates the production of ATP, which is a major energy molecule, in every cell in the body, including cartilage cells. And, of course, cartilage cells take the biggest beating, don't they? Yes, they do. So they need, you know, going up and down the stairs and stuff and running. So, of course, they need more niacinamide to keep the energy in them. Yeah. And so niacinamide does that. But let me mention one other thing about niacinamide that gets a lot of people going at bed or sleeping at bedtime, excuse the language. And that is an article published in the 1990s that said niacinamide is a B vitamin with benzodiazepine-like activity. And guess what a benzodiazepine is? Librium, Valium. We've all heard about those. But it's not Librium or Valium. It's a natural molecule that calms people down like those patented tranquilizers do, only better. And lastly, the doc who published originally on this in the 1940s, he told us that if it's too much niacinamide, we will get low-grade nausea. And that low-grade nausea will proceed to barfing in the toilet in 2 weeks if you don't pay attention to it. How do I know that? Because an engineer came in who had this problem, and he started to get the low-grade nausea. And being an engineer, he says, I want to know how much I can continue with before I barf. And so the next time I saw him, he said, well, it took 2 weeks of that low-grade nausea to make me barf in the toilet, but then I backed off somewhat. Smart engineer, wasn't he? So anyway, your turn, sir. I'll shut up.
No, you've answered my question completely. I really appreciate the information. I did buy this niacinamide from your clinic, and I'm very happy. I think it's working great. So, no, you've answered my question completely, and I really appreciate the fact that you're on the radio. So thank you very much. I don't have any more questions.
Well, thanks for hanging on, sir, and thanks for calling in about that, because this is so applicable to so many of us. Just for example, other research shows that there's an 80% overlap between type 2 diabetes, no kidding, and osteoarthritis. 80% of the people with type 2 diabetes are going to get osteoarthritis. Why is that? That's research too, everybody. It's because a Professor Ochsenkrug from one of New York universities has flat out proven to all of us that people with type 2 diabetes in their genetic heritage can't make niacinamide internally. They got to take it from the outside. Whereas people who don't have that genetic heritage can make their own niacinamide internally. And that's why there's a big blanket overlap with type 2 diabetes. So, folks, if any of you have genetic heritage of that, you possibly best talk to your physician about making up for that genetic heritage by using niacinamide so you can prevent your osteoarthritis 80% if you have type 2 diabetes yourself or it's in your family. And not only that, but niacinamide does so many other good things. But I better shut up and listen to Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Thanks for calling in.
Hi there. I haven't been able to catch you on the radio here lately because I keep not hearing your telephone number correctly.
That's my fault.
I'm 82 now, and I have poor circulation. I've been taking beet powder for that. And I have low stomach acid, which I have used your supplement, hydrochloric acid with pepsin, which did not help me. And I have gas in my stomach that rolls around. And then I go in the bathroom. And I get a bunch of air in the toilet, and when I do my BM, there's like marbles or small pieces, and I wondered what the problem is.
Okay, ma'am, when you said you used the hydrochloric acid and pepsin, which, by the way, one of us needs at age 80, I said, when you said you used the hydrochloric acid and pepsin, what did it do or not do? Did it just sit there and you didn't feel anything, or did it bother you, or what?
Yeah, it didn't do anything for me.
How many did you take, ma'am?
I think I took 5.
And you took them with meals?
Pardon me?
You took them with meals?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm going to give you actual data from an actual professor in Southern California who determined that if he put together a meal of 6 ounces of beefsteak, a baked potato that he insisted that we should put butter in, which is really good for 1949 because they were using margarine, some green beans, so we got steak, potato, and green beans, and then a slice of bread with more butter on it, and then a glass of milk, and it was 12 ounces of milk. Oh, yes, and 2 half peaches for dessert. Now, that's a pretty good dinner. Why wasn't a whole peach? I don't know, but it was 2 half peaches. Now, he put it all into a blender bowl, ma'am, and hit the button and liquefied it. Then he started dropping in the hydrochloric acid. You'll never guess how many capsules it took to completely digest that, get all the minerals out of the organic matrix, get the proteins digested into amino acids, etc. Ma'am, it took 32 capsules. Now, I'm not ever going to ask either me or you or anybody else to take 32 hydrochloric acids with meals, because a biochemist acquaintance of mine who was kind enough in the 1970s to replicate that old research on how much hydrochloric acid, he said, you know, it's a big deal of taking up the hydrochloric acid. He says it's that glass of milk. It takes a whole bunch of acid to digest that. He says, if you just leave out the glass of milk, you're going to need many fewer capsules. So what I did is I had people get a hair mineral analysis, if they would, and check all their mineral levels if they had low stomach acid, because they're mostly all low when a person has low stomach acid initially. And then I asked them to take different numbers of the capsules with each meal. And funny thing, ma'am, but it took, with the smaller meals, it took a minimum of 4 to 6 capsules. And, of course, it's some food first, a capsule next, some food first, a capsule next, always that way, always with food. And with the larger meals, it took between 6 and 8, ma'am. So I'm not surprised that you didn't find that much of a difference if you weren't doing 4 to 6 with smaller meals and 6 to 8 with larger meals. And by the way, with Thanksgiving dinner, it takes 8 to 10. I'm not kidding. This is all in the research stuff. Now, there's another thing that happens when we have low stomach acid. Why our same cells that make stomach acid make the very factor that grabs onto vitamin B12 from the food if it's properly digested and pulls it into the body. And there isn't any other vitamin that needs to be pulled in like that, just B12. And that's why if you go to any typical so-called senior care center, you'll find that the injection they give the most is vitamin B12. Because most of those people are 70 and 80 and even 90 years of age. And their stomachs, which can't make acid, also can't bring B12 into the body. Have you tried taking any B12 shots, ma'am? Have you worked with a physician on that one?
No, I haven't.
I'd recommend it very highly. There's nothing matter with being 82. Let's just be 82 and healthy. And if we are 82, the odds of us needing B12 shots are extremely high. And guess what? The blood test to see if you got enough B12 is inaccurate. And why it's inaccurate is because they include a whole bunch of people from every age group, including 70s, 80s, and if they can find them in the 90s, then they're automatically going to be low. So if you use that as your background for comparison, that's not any good. So anyway, at the Tahoma Clinic, we have a way of having the body tells us, that person's own body tells us whether they're getting enough B12 or not. Yep. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I won't carry on about that, but ma'am, I'm sure glad you called, because when someone has made it to 80, congratulations, you've been taking care of yourself, but the need for the hydrochloric acid and the B12 shots is really a big one. So do work with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about that. And by the way, if you want to prove it to yourself, call Meridian Valley Laboratories, Meridian Valley Laboratories, 206-204-2900, I believe. Call them, because you can order your own hair mineral test, and if the thing comes back as I expect it's going to, since you haven't been able to use hydrochloric acid, you're going to see that out of the 20 or so essential minerals they measure, oh, maybe there's 3 normal. Yep. Mm-hmm. So you can get a little proof that way that you really need it.
Well, I've been waiting for my hair to grow out.
Uh-huh. Well, don't forget we have hair in different parts of our bodies, including under our arms and down between the legs and all that sort of stuff. And it all has minerals in it.
Oh, okay. I thought it had to be a long strand or something.
Not at all.
I didn't want to lose any of my hair.
Gotcha, ma'am. That's why I mentioned those other areas where all humans grow hair.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and another thing, what I've been doing when I eat my food is every couple of bites, I take a sip of my apple cider vinegar with the mother in it, in water.
Well, good for you, ma'am. That helps a tiny bit. And by the way, the vinegar is good for many other things, too, but it helps a tiny bit with digestion. So I'm glad you do that. I wouldn't stop that one. Mm-hmm. But do work with a doc who could give you some advice on this, because if we're going to make it from 80 to 100, we've got to make sure our digestion is doing as well as it can to bust the minerals out of the organic matrix, to divide the proteins into amino acids, because we need all those things, the essential minerals, amino acids, and more, to stay healthy.
Right. Okay. I shall do that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, ma'am. This is an issue that either applies or is going to apply to all of us, so thank you. Glad we got a chance to review it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And it looks like it's time for me to shut up again and then get back to Ed and Chris and Bear.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. Tea Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for T-Builder, the formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's SunPal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief. So go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer, and every time you're outside, go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skin people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
And now, back to Green Medicine, here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, still here. Sorry about that, folks. Got to listen to me carry on, but I should shut up and listen to Ed, who's calling us from Linwood.
I'm 90 years old. I have a problem sleeping. Doctor suggested I try some melatonin. The thing that was available was 3 milligrams, cut it in half, had it 1.5, and slept from 9 p.m. to 10 a.m.
Wow.
Next day, or 2 days later, when I finally was out of my system, tried cutting that in half again and had 3/4, and that lasted me for most of, I guess, 9 or 10 to 6 in the morning. And I was druggy all day, and I've done this multiple times, and I'm always druggy all day. So my question is, what else is there besides melatonin that does the same thing?
Well, actually, sir, if melatonin works that well for you, I wouldn't go away for it. I'd just simply get it to metabolize the heck out of the way in the daytime. And how a person does that is get some of the form of vitamin B6 that's activated. It's called sometimes active B6. Some of the store labels say P5P for pyridoxal 5-phosphate. But anyway, it's activated vitamin B6. And it's almost always available in a 50 milligram size. I've seen one or two that's 100 milligram size. But you can use either, because what you do with the 50s is use two of them. And if you get the 100 size, you only need one of them. And what you do is as soon as you wake up, you take one right away. And you take it, not that it's going to hurt you if you wait 10 minutes, but it's going to get started sooner. And you take it without any food, too, because you want it to get into your system as rapidly as possible. And go find that melatonin and just make it turn into something else, which is exactly what vitamin B6 does. Now, I can't guarantee you this can work, but I would say that since the 1970s, it's worked on about 90% of everybody who's drowsy after melatonin. I did run into one person who said, will it hurt me to take 200 milligrams of B6? Because even 100 milligrams only does a partial job at metabolizing that melatonin. And I said, probably not, as long as the active form of B6, the one called P5P, because the one that was available in the stores before then, which wasn't the activated form, just called vitamin B6, that one occasionally would not metabolize well in the body, and it would give people neuropathy. I'm not kidding you, sir. Neuropathy just means the nerves are getting numb, as you know. But I've never had that happen with anybody who used the P5P form of vitamin B6, because the neuropathy is caused by the body not being able to activate the B6, and that's why the manufacturers brought out the active form anyway, because it works better.
Thank you very much, and I want people to know I think you do a great service. Thank you very much. Miss you not being on for 2 hours.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you for calling, and everybody is helping us get the word out about natural things we can do for our health, and they usually work, too. Imagine that. Okay, let me shut up again and listen to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Dr. Wright. I've known you for some time. We've talked in the past, and
yep.
I had a question regarding your essential element hair analysis, as well as the essential element for urine analysis. And we talked last week regarding sulfites being high. You made mention of taking molybdenum, which I've been taking to a small degree. And I look at the hair analysis, and I show that I'm at a 50% percentile there, but in the urine analysis, I'm at 98%.
Aha!
I'm just trying to decipher the difference.
Well, for whatever reason, your body is leaking out the substance there, and rather than holding it into the body to get it to work. Now, that's something I'd have to ask our Tomo Clinic researcher to look into a little bit, because there are other things that do the same thing. Namely, they all land in the urine and they don't stay in the body and do the work they're supposed to do. But two of those happen to be And these are unusual cases, but they do happen, and we need to be aware of them. Some of us guys, we leak a bunch of testosterone into the urine and don't retain it in the body as well as we should. And so we have low blood levels, but our urine levels are high. And the same thing happens with some of the ladies with some of the estrogens. It's, what can I say? It's not a common metabolic thing, but it does happen. So I'd be real curious what's going on. And I know about that with estrogen and testosterone, but I haven't heard it yet about molybdenum. So the general title that's put on that, sir, happens to be hyperexcretion. If we're finding too much being excreted, and then if we measure either blood or hair, it looks perfectly normal. So anyway, I would have to ask our researcher to look into that, which I can do, but I can't obviously do that right now. So did I hear you correctly now that the analysis in the urine showed a bunch of molybdenum, but the analysis elsewhere just showed average? Is that right?
Correct. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's what it sounds like, sir, is a very unusual case of over-excretion of that molybdenum. Now, that could also, by the way, affect other things in the body, not just one function, because as you know, every vitamin, every mineral does more than one thing in our bodies, and if there's not enough of it, it can't do that, can it? And it sounds like that's the case with the molybdenum here. So one of the quicker ways of trying to address that would be to find a different form of molybdenum that might absorb more of it into your system. But again, I'm going to have to check with the researcher at our clinic and see if he can find anything about molybdenum being over-excreted.
Okay. And then another note on the element hair analysis, I guess that's a gauge for checking minerals. And
yeah.
I do take hydrochloric acid to a level. Maybe I'm not taking enough. What I notice about it is the beryllium, the bismuth, and the platinum, thallium, and the thorium, and uranium, I'm very negligible in those areas. Everything else, I'm at the 50% percentile.
Well, the ones you just mentioned, sir, you want to be negligible because they really don't have any good effects in the human body, so I'm not worried about that.
Okay. All right. Okay. The only other big one I have is mercury and lead that I've been going through a process of chelation at the clinic for several years. My levels are still high, and that's what's so perplexing me right now.
Oh, it surely would perplex me too, you sir, because chelation therapy usually gets rid of it. Now, at one of those chelation sessions, did they have you collect urine for 6 hours, not 24 hours, but 6 hours after the session, and then get it analyzed to see which things were being pulled out and which weren't?
That's exactly what I had done here just 3 weeks ago, and I'm showing lead and mercury off the chart.
Oh, my. You must be just unfortunately packed full of it. I'm sorry, sir.
I know. I chelated over 90 times over the years. Over the years, about 7 years now at the clinic. And I can't believe, and they always came down to a small degree. Now, this time, they're off the chart. You know, they're showing me at my reference range, my result was 23, and the reference interval is 1.1.
Yeah,
and then,
I'm familiar,
and
sir.
That's lead. And the mercury, I'm at 22, and the reference range is 0.8.
Yep. Well, look at, sir, two things. One is it's best to check all around your environment, whatever that may be, and see if there could be any hidden sources of mercury and lead that you're always breathing in to replace what's coming out. Now, I'm not saying that's happening for sure, but it's best to check around, and you can go online and put into the search engine hidden sources of household mercury and whatever else we're looking for. So that's just...
And I have that over the years.
Good.
And I'm at a quandary with it, not knowing where it came from.
And then the second thing to do, sir, how much vitamin C do you take every day?
I'm taking about two grams.
Okay. Well, you can try to do what nature does in all of those species of animals out there. About it's over 90% of all living critters. And that is, if you give them a dose of mercury or arsenic or lead or any other toxin, their livers go into overdrive making vitamin C And it's been proven that it helps to clear whatever the toxin is. Now, with humans, oh, I'm sorry, we're genetically disabled. It takes four different enzymes to turn blood sugar into vitamin C, also called ascorbate. And all those animals can do that just fine, but us humans are missing this fourth. It's called, for the scientists out there, L-glucosylation oxidase. It's just missing from the human DNA, and so we can't make our own vitamin C. And what researchers have proven is the first three enzymes go crazy trying to make vitamin C, but they can't. So that's why Linus Pauling said, you take as much vitamin C as you can take every day without getting gas and loose bowels and becoming socially unacceptable. And for most of us, that's more than 2 grams a day, sir. So you can at least get a little further nudge in your detox.
Right. Okay. I will do that. Make a point of that. You're right. I've heard about Linus Pauling. I think he took 17 grams a day.
Yeah, he was able to. I can't. I can't get past about 10 myself.
Yeah, I see. Okay. All right. Well, I will take that that advice and appreciate your time.
And thank you for calling, sir. And let's see. It's time for me to shut up. And then, after the break here, we'll listen to Bear and Ray and possibly Tony if we can fit everybody in.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare. Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, still here. And Bear has been patiently waiting. And so have Ray and Tony, so I'm going to try not to yammer on for so long. Hi, Bear. What's on your mind?
Hi, Doc. Yes, I have a couple questions. First one, I have a friend that he's like 80, and he's been having a problem absorbing iron, so they've had to give him iron shots at the doctor's office. And I'm wondering if there's anything they can do supplementary-wise.
Well, according to the Mayo Clinic in 1932, after pumping out 3,700 people's stomachs, I'm not kidding you, sir, they found by the time we're 80, nearly all of us have low stomach acid, anywhere from somewhat low to all the way gone. I don't have any anymore. And iron is one of the minerals that must be acidified to get it out of the organic matrix it's in, or actually even to get it into the body if we take those pills. So if he hasn't had his stomach checked, or if he isn't working with a doctor skilled in knowledge of natural medicine, who will tell him some ways he can sometimes just get around having to pay for the test simply because he's an age that he probably is going to have an abnormal. So let's just go from there. And that's probably what's going on with the iron depletion, sir. And that's why he is, quote, needed, unquote, shots. Although if those doctors knew what they were doing, they would know about this Mayo Clinic study.
Yeah. Thank you. My other question is for my wife. She's had some troubles with her knees. And the doctor, orthopedic surgeon, says that her cartilage in her knee is thinning out.
Yep.
And I wonder if there's anything we can do for that.
Absolutely, sir. That's where the 1940s experiment with over 350 people, they found by the end of 4 months of taking niacinamide, nothing happened the first month, the second month maybe a little, but by the end of 4 months, all but three or four of those people had total control of what was going on in their joints, and they could use them all with no problems at all. And modern researchers in the 19-teens found that because niacinamide helps to energize every cell in the body, including the cartilage cells, so they can regrow themselves, sir. So anyway, niacinamide, the only hazard to it is if we take more than our bodies want, we get low-grade nausea. If we don't pay attention to that, we will be throwing up in a couple of weeks. But if we do pay attention, just back off the dose. We continue with whatever the biggest amount we should take can take would be. And last thing here, sir, from the 1940s, no less. The doc who did that was having everybody take 3,000 milligrams a day of niacinamide. Now, very fortunately, niacinamide is now available in a time-release form, so we don't have to take a breakfast, lunch, dinner. There's a time-release 500 milligram, which many women can swallow. The time-release 750 milligram, though, some women have a lot of trouble with that. So person can do either one they want, sir, and add up to a total of 3,000, and they have a very, very good chance of completely controlling all the symptoms. No need for surgery, no need for stem cell treatment.
Okay. She takes niacinamide now, but I don't think she takes, I'm pretty sure she doesn't take that much. What do you think about their, we've seen a commercial for like collagen peptides. Is that,
Well, sir, the reason for the joint, the cartilage deteriorating quicker, is it needs more energy than nearly everywhere in the body to go up and down the stairs, run around the place, and so forth. And niacinamide is key to that, sir. So,
okay.
No, there's nothing that will do as well as niacinamide if it's properly done.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling. I'm sorry, folks, to carry on about niacinamide, but remember, one-third of the population can't make their own niacinamide inside their own body. And that's one-third of the population has type 2 diabetes genetically in their family, even if they don't have it themselves. So no wonder they keep getting osteoarthritis, 80% overlap. Mop, I should shut up and listen to Ray. Hi, Ray. Is Ray there?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Wright. How are you?
Yeah, you go ahead.
I purchased some Lugol's iodine, and it's not clear to me as to how it's used. Is it used topically, or do you put a drop in a glass of water and drink it?
Well, if we happen to be guys, we put it into any liquid we want to and drink it. If we happen to be ladies, we take a drop of the Lugol's iodine and rub it into this breast today and that breast tomorrow and go back and forth and back and forth like that, because it does get into the body by rubbing it in, and it's known to kill breast cancer cells if they want to pop up and get killed. But for men, we can just swallow it. It gets in fine.
So it does get absorbed through the skin into the blood.
Yes, sir. So if you want to rub it into your skin someplace, that's something that iodine will do.
Okay. But it's also okay to put a drop in water and drink it.
Yep.
All right. Okay, that's what I needed to know. And thank you very much for your show, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome. And just one other word here, and that is if you go past 2.5 drops a day, you've exceeded the so-called safe upper limit for suppressing the thyroid. But if you never go close to there and stay with one drop, it's very unlikely to happen. There you go.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome. And last thing here, I should shut up and listen to Tony. We've got about 3 minutes left. Hi, Tony. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Dr. Wright, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm one of the unlucky ones who has type 2 diabetes. And I was listening to your talk on niacinamide. I only got to hear part of it. And I'm one of the unfortunate ones that when I take niacinamide, it lowers blood pressure and I can get off blood pressure medicine. But however, it raises my blood sugar up. I was wondering what I could do about that or if there's anything.
Is that niacin or niacinamide, sir? There's two. They're cousins. They're not the brothers and sisters. They're cousins. There's niacin and niacinamide.
I've taken actually both of them, and I don't know which one specifically was the one that was doing it, but I was taking both of them at the same time, I think.
Okay. Well, the niacin is much more likely to raise the blood sugar than the niacinamide. So, and both the niacin and the niacinamide will turn into that NAD stuff. So I would focus on niacinamide all by itself, no niacin, sir, and you're much likely to get further.
Okay, so you'd recommend the niacinamide, and that should help with the blood sugar.
It should help, not to a giant degree, but somewhat with the blood sugar. What it should not do is aggravate it. Now, there are quite a number of other things that help with blood sugar. You probably know about one of the major ones. It works as that patent medicine metformin, and it's called berberine. And people who take an
equal dose... I take
that. Yay! Good for you.
Yeah, I heard you talk about that, so I started taking berberine. You know, I was taking it before, and it didn't really seem to do anything. And then I started taking berberine with metformin, and it seemed to help. Taking both at the same time, that does work, seems to.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm glad you got unique there. The metformin's unfortunately been found recently to raise the risk of prostate cancer, so you might want to keep that in mind and see if you could focus on the berberine. But here's another one that's come down the pike in just the last few years. There's a supplement out there that you'll find in every one of your health food stores now. It's called Pycnogenol, PYC, of all things, PYC, N-O-G-E-N-O-L, Pycnogenol. And as far as I know, there's only one set of milligrams on that one, because not too many companies make it. But one of the reasons for looking at that, sir, is it's been found to help lower blood sugar, lower serum lipids, cholesterol, etc., and help guys with erectile dysfunction. Wow!
Well, amazing. So,
yep, Pycnogenol,
I've heard about that stuff.
Okay, so you can hear the background music, so I'm sorry, but we got to pay attention to that, and I'll be here next week. So thanks for everybody who called in, and we all could jointly get the word out about natural things, research-backed, that we can do to improve our health if it needs it, or just to stay healthy if it doesn't. Thanks for listening, folks. Till next week.